Yeah, I love those gurgles in your sick tunes, Stu. It's really, really brilliant. Those gurgles tell you that this is IT Stuff, the monthly dollop of derp from the world of information technology. Ooh. Hello, users. We're here to make you feel inadequate.
Oh, dear.
Which you are. It's just you don't know that you are until we tell you you are.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. Well said, Chris. That's Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
Over there is Dick.
Hello.
And over there is she.
Hello.
And she, on the YouTubes, as you can see, she is hiding. Yeah. Somebody told us that last month's YouTube, they were really loving the new camera angle. So we're not doing that again.
We're giving them a new camera angle.
Yeah.
Because they said they liked new camera angles.
Yeah, so last we month, can't have that.
Last month it was a bit prisoner cell block H.
It was, wasn't it? It's like security footage. Anyway, there you go. So that's the introductions. Do you think we should get on with the show?
I think so.
Okay, fine. If I say the words No Man's Sky,
ooh,
you three are all going to get very agitated.
Well, one out of three, I think.
Yeah,
mostly.
Well, one of us in particular is going to get worked up.
I wouldn't say worker.
What's with that thing,
Dick? I wouldn't say worked up, I'd say slightly agitated because I am British. basically, Sky, the TV company, took No Man's Sky Hello Games to court over the word Sky.
Seems perfectly reasonable.
It's perfectly reasonable.
No, it doesn't.
Whoever claims the Sky first owns it. That's how it works, isn't it?
It must be.
The test they use in the States over a trademark dispute is, and I'm not making this up, the moron in a hurry. Test, right?
I think you are making it up.
I'm not. It was on Tech Dirt. It must be true.
Must be true. Was that the answer?
Yeah. Anyway, go for it. Go for it, Dick. Tell us all about it.
They won. Hello Games, I think, or they came to an agreement.
How long did it take?
I don't know how long it took.
Was it 3 years?
I read that.
I was 3 years.
Yeah.
And the game has now been delayed till August the 9th, I believe.
And you've paid for it already.
I paid for it. I was supposed to be playing this week, so yeah, I'm not bitter.
You shouldn't buy things that don't exist. I've told you about that before.
It was meant to be Sarah went on honeymoon.
Ah.
Not honeymoon. Ah. Hen party.
Honeymoon, yeah.
Yes, hen party. Same thing.
Ooh, a bit over. Yeah, that's a bit fast.
I was supposed to be playing the game while she was away, and
it
didn't happen.
Was that kickstarted or something?
No idea. I got it on Steam.
All right, so it's pre-order.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah, you shouldn't buy things that don't exist.
It
Chris. Doesn't get to you any faster, you know. You can just wait until the last moment and go click, and it's there instantly.
No. I think we may discover the end game of that with She's World of Stuff this month. But never mind, viewers, that comes later in the show.
If it comes at all.
If it comes at all. That's a spoiler, that is. Spoiler, She, please. All right, fine. Well, you might as well tell everybody what No Man's Sky is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a space exploration game.
And what's awesome about it?
It is all procedurally generated, so there's no loading screens.
Hooray!
What?
No loading screens.
Yeah, they're procedurally generating screens instead.
Yeah, so you just kind of play and you don't stop and then you...
What do you mean procedurally generated?
It's like magic maths.
Magic math.
It's all about the algorithms.
You mean it just rolls a few fractals while it's starting up?
Yeah, it's fractals all the way down.
Big deal. Am I supposed to be impressed?
Well, it's very pretty.
It's very pretty, and unlike Elite, where you have to wait for the game to load every jump.
Yeah.
Waiting is so 1990.
Except now you have to wait till 9th of August.
Yeah. I think you're still waiting, mate.
This is the longest loading screen.
Yeah.
Oh dear, this has got this is fractally broken, isn't it? This whole situation.
It is, I'm not bitter.
Yeah, Sky's got form for this kind of thing, haven't they?
Yes, they also took Microsoft over SkyDrive.
Yes.
And Microsoft lost, if I remember.
It's called
Microsoft
the OneDrive.
Microsoft v. Murdoch and Microsoft lost.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, what happens is you trademark a commonly used word and then you have to keep suing people. It's like trademarking table. I'm sure someone's got the trademark
the
table.
I'm going to trademark the.
I think Skype almost lost theirs through Sky, because Skype is like Sky.
Shares take many letters.
Yeah, because the logo of Skype looks like clouds, and cloud is in the sky. Mm-hmm.
And you can't get rid of Skype. Once you started it, you can't get rid of it.
It doesn't like to go.
No.
It's like a robot from the future. You're going, just like, turn yourself like off, and it's going, no, I fear the dark. Yeah.
Just like Murdoch, we should have a robot from the future to take out Rupert Murdoch. Maybe Jerry Hall is a robot from the future.
Maybe, or maybe we could just wait. It can't be that much longer. Mm.
Famous last words.
He's getting all these asymmetric wrinkles on his face. Have you noticed that?
No, I don't really look at his face.
It's awful. Never mind. Thank you for filling me in on that one, Dick. And pleasure. How much did you pay for that?
No idea, sir, about it.
Well, she can't have paid that much, otherwise she wouldn't have been able to afford to go to the same weekend.
Portugal.
I'm surprised they let her back after the week we've had. Okay, fine. If you think you've had a bad month out there, moving on, just be glad you're not Mark Zuckerberg. First thing, he had his Twitter hacked and he had his Pinterest hacked. And how did that happen? Well,
technology.
Basically, we told you how that was going to happen last month, didn't we? When we talked to everybody about the LinkedIn password leak.
Yep.
And you'd had that letter, hadn't you, Chief, from them?
I did.
Apparently, Zuck's LinkedIn password, to start with, he had a pathetic password. Are you ready for this? It was da, da, da.
That's
Are you
higher security
kidding me?
Than...
Seriously?
No, seriously, yeah. Da, da, da.
I bet that's something to do with his baby.
I think so.
Maybe. It was also a really obscure piece
reference?
Of music that Elastica covered.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, actually.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Could it be?
Well, I was thinking of J-Church, because J-Church did a cover of it.
I see, a cover of a cover.
But anyway, no, we won't go into that. So apparently he used the same password on Twitter and Pinterest, and he hadn't changed it.
Well, he likes that password. I mean, you can't fault someone for liking a password. It's like
he should have hidden away, shouldn't he? He should have spent all month with a low profile until people like me forgot about it.
It's what security experts always say: find a password you really like and then stick to it
and use it everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. None of this adding letters and numbers to the end, alternating monthly.
We're going to get so much in trouble if somebody out there takes this as serious advice.
Yeah, we need a banner on the YouTube scene, Sarkozy.
Yeah. Edit one of your graphics onto the YouTube there, you know, like bad advice, don't do this at home, right? But instead of that, he did a question and answer session on Facebook instead this month, live video. This is what happens. Are we ready, Shi?
Yep.
You know, one of the crazy things when you do these live Q&As is some of them are very silly. So we got one, Mark, are the allegations true that you're secretly a lizard? I'm gonna have to go with no on that. I am not a lizard, but, you know, keep the high-quality comments coming in.
Well, there you go.
Are you a lizard?
Well, I'm...
He doesn't look like Patrick Swayze.
Now, if
when
I
you
deny
sort
it,
of, you know, I mean, you're making me doubt.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg is making us all doubt now, isn't he?
The answer is no, straight away.
It might be. Look, I mean, the only thing to say in his favour, right, he always looks sweaty. And have you ever seen a sweaty lizard?
I've never... No. No.
But then if he's a shapeshifter...
This is weird.
Right, then he can...
You know what we have to do, right? We have to put him behind a screen so that we can see his shadow and see if he picks up any rats and put it in his mouth.
Hello, users. Welcome to Paranormal Radio.
Yeah. No, that would be useful. It'd be better than next door's cats.
I don't think that's what lizards do, though.
I was thinking of V. I'm sorry.
I know. Just because it happened in V and they couldn't afford any better special effects, they had to do it with shadows, doesn't mean that's how lizards behave in the real world.
Yeah, there was a reference to the sci-fi show.
Maybe sponsored by OpenSUSE.
Oh, hey.
This is supposed to be a technology show, you know, not a
conspiracy. Like
David Icke Radio Hour.
Oh dear.
Oh well, fine. In the same session, he said, "One day, I believe we'll all be able to send full, rich thoughts to each other directly using technology. You'll just be able to think of something, and then your friends will immediately be able to experience it too, if you'd like."
Chris, just like radio. No.
Just like radio, yeah.
It's like mental pictures in your head when you just hear these sort of sounds.
Like the sound of a lizard lassoing a rat and chomping it.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
Fine. Great. Oh, but somebody in the same session, right, is the cracker. Somebody spotted he's got sticky tape stuck over the webcam on his laptop.
That's to keep the lizards out.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I see. He's only a lizard because he's been sort of like exorcised in the Scientology sort of way.
That's where the lizards come from. They leap out of your sort of webcam camera and right into your face.
Ah.
Damn.
I think Chris needs to cut off the coffee.
I think he needs more.
Fine. Yeah, okay. Well, at this rate, we're going to have to ditch that stuff about Windows 10, aren't we? So, yeah, let's go on to something completely different. Reddit user filetoffish1066. That is a wonderful name. We're down with that name here on BCB Radio 106.6, aren't we? He's posted that he'd been sacked from his, get this, $95,000 a year software testing job. 6 years ago, right, he invested like a few months of his time automating his own job.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right, it's great.
Everything. It was so successful, he spent 6 years playing League of Legends, browsing Reddit and going to the gym, while his scripts took care of all the boring work stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a quote, right? "I had friends at work, so nobody ever talked to me except my boss and occasionally the devs for the software I was testing. And then they found out, and then they sacked him."
So he had no friends at work, and only IT spoke to him. It sounds like any job in IT.
Yeah, it's perfect, pretty much. Isn't it? It's, yeah. But they sacked him. I don't get it. What did he do wrong?
He got caught.
Got caught doing what? I mean, the job was getting done.
Yeah, but
nobody had any complaints.
It took him, how long did it take? 4 years?
Six years.
6 years. So, yeah, it's like that. Was it Superman 4 or Superman 3? Richard Pryor. Yeah, it's basically the same situation as that, only he lasted 6 years longer because he didn't turn up in a Ferrari like the day after.
Yeah, that was just... That was a noob move.
Yeah, it's a real noob move.
Software tester. Would you do that? You know, would you earnestly every day sit down, even for $95,000 a year in dollars, which is a lot since last week?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Fine.
I think it was Gareth that said any sufficiently advanced Emacs script is indistinguishable from magic. So
Emacs. Don't mention that.
Oh dear.
I knew I'd pick the wrong one.
Well, you're not going to win. Yeah, no, we won't get into that one. There you go. You could only be listening to IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM, where we talk about more interesting stuff than Windows 10. You've only got a couple of weeks, by the way. Get on with it. Yeah.
Before you have to pay a couple hundred quid for the upgrade.
Oh, yeah. Right. Before it's forced upon you and you have to pay for it. Yes. As opposed to it just being forced upon you. Yeah. It's a big change.
That's a big change.
Yeah. Did you see somebody won $10,000 in court in America because it had installed itself and then didn't work?
Oh.
That's a bad precedent for Windows, really.
This is an IT Stuff recommended upgrade, right? Just let it do its thing. Make a complete mess of your PC, get $10,000 compo.
Yeah, that's only going to work in America, though, isn't it? It's like the PS3 stuff. They had that, we've taken away Linux, and then they won a class action. But you only get the money if you're in America,
Exceptionalism. Whatever. Right, so to all the lizard people of Bradford, welcome. And now it would be time for She's World of Stuff. Unfortunately, slight hitch with that. You ordered the stuff, but it hasn't turned up yet.
No.
Yep.
So let's, if you don't mind, do Anniversary Corner instead.
Happy birthday!
Yay! There we go. It's the 20th birthday of Quake, the game that made dingy brown interiors trendy, just like the 1950s.
Yeah.
So, time flies, doesn't it? Remember when we all obsessed about the frame rate and everything?
Yeah, you just make it really small.
Ooh.
Yeah, the smaller it gets, the faster it goes. It's
800 by 600, 640 by 480.
No, 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 because you can shrink it down. You want it like sort of postage stamps like it's in the centre of your screen.
Yep.
240 by 200.
Well, I'm thinking like 100 by 100, that sort of size. Ooh. It goes blazingly fast at that sort of size.
So you can have a blazingly fast real-time Quake icon. How do you see to aim?
Well, you see, the faster it goes, the easier it is for you to shoot people.
I'll just strafe.
You get like double the number of shots if you get double the frame rate. That's how it works.
I just used to listen to the music. Nine Inch Nails, that was, back then.
Very good.
Oh, boy. And yeah, there you go. Any other Quake reminiscences? I'm sure you...
Just the Quake thing. Just the opening noise it used to make, but... I'm not going to try and replicate it.
Go on then, go on. No one's listening.
No one's listening. Yeah. It kind of went... I just remember that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was very good.
But I don't remember the game.
Well, we used to play it at work, so we had like custom skins of everybody set up, so you could tell who you were shooting. That was quite fun.
Because it looked like you.
You red Ferrari and you played Quake all day.
Yeah, but they never caught me.
Oh. They never caught you.
I think my first experience with Quake was when I was working for a web agency, and they were like, "Shee, don't forget, Wednesday after work is Quake Nights." And I'm like, "What's that?" And then we had a LAN game, and it was great. It was Capture the Flag, and I always won.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
It was great. They were like, "Who's that person?" It was me.
Yeah. Serves them right. Yeah. Awesome. Owned there, she owned. Right. I guess moving on. It's time for a brand new feature here on IT Stuff.
We don't like change.
What do you mean we don't like change?
We don't like change.
Is that why we're changing from in the common market back to out of the common market? Because we didn't like the change of in the common market,
exactly.
So now we're going to have some more...
We don't like change. What are you talking about?
Moving swiftly on.
Yes, please.
I'm confused now. Right, better... So brand new feature, brand new jingle. Here we go, keeping you up to date with artificial intelligence. Here's Singularity Watch.
Crazy, all for the love of you.
So this month we've been watching a science fiction movie with a computer-generated script. What happens is they fed, you know, these predictive generator things. You feed it a load of text and you feed it into an artificial intelligence called Benjamin, and out, because they fed it dozens of bad science fiction movie scripts, out came a science fiction movie script. And then they got real human actors to film it.
How do we know they're real human actors? They could be lizard people.
Well, yeah, okay.
CGI, it could be CGI.
Exactly.
You wouldn't get CGI to do those costumes. And you wouldn't get lizards to act so badly. That's just a theory. I could be wrong. Anyway, so the film is called Sun Spring. And as far as anybody can tell, because like, the script is total bloody tripe.
Gibberish, then.
It's open to interpretation.
It's art.
Yes.
It's rubbish. Anyway, it seems to be a love triangle set on a space station.
Well, that's just your interpretation, isn't it?
No, I watched the movie.
It could be a space station set on a love triangle, for all you know.
The Bermuda love triangle?
Yes.
Okay. Well, come on. Here's an extract of the
show. Yeah, okay. Play the extract. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, this isn't going to help.
What are you doing?
I don't want to be honest with you.
You don't have to be a doctor.
I'm not sure. I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to see you too.
What do you mean?
I'm sure you wouldn't even touch me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, you said it, dear. The best bits are the costumes and the performances. The worst script... The worst part is the script. I'm not even an effective human actor, am I?
I don't know. It sounded just like Prometheus to me.
It,
I don't know.
It sounded like Prometheus and...
Cheaper. But with better reviews. Yes.
It sounded like I was watching the Turing test being carried out, really, in real time.
Spot the computer.
Yes.
Lordy. The other interesting thing is that the film doesn't actually pass the Bechdel test, does it? We all know what that is, don't
yeah,
we?
Well, yeah, that probably because the majority of the films that put in did not pass it in the first place.
Exactly. You know, like, you take a load of science fiction movies and none of them have any believable women characters in them. Mm-hmm. So you just churn that up in an AI and out pops the other end of the mincing machine another science fiction movie with no believable women characters.
But you'd think this one would come up with a believable computer character, but it didn't manage that, did it?
No, this is true. They had that sort of tablet thing, giant space tablet computer with handwriting scrawled on it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even call itself Auric. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, dear.
No, Aurak.
Aurak.
Aurak. You're thinking of Aurak.
Yes. Oh. I just pronounced it badly.
Shall I do an Aurak impersonation?
Oh, go on, then.
Go on.
See, that's a believable computer.
Yeah. Better than your impersonation.
For those who don't know what that is, or what that was.
But what is it?
Blake 7. My university buddies, you know, they used to run the biggest Blake 7 fan site on the net.
The net was a lot smaller, though.
Yeah.
12 websites, does it make a net?
Pretty much closed down now.
Lots of people had the biggest whatever site on the net in the 1980s.
I think 12 websites make a web ring.
Yeah.
You're all picking on me again. So if you want to watch it, people, search on YouTube for Sunspring. Don't blame me if you die of laughter.
So but it's not going to be on Sci-Fi later this year?
Oh, it could be. Sci-fi.
Okay. Sci-fi.
Well, it's probably better than a bunch of monkeys typing Shakespeare.
Right. Never liked Shakespeare.
Moving on.
Regular consumers of the show will know that this is the point in the show where we like to hash include a sliced up lump of podcast from last year's Leeds Hack event. On this occasion, Brian is talking to Wes and Chris, who, it's complicated. Go for it.
Hi Wes, tell me about your project.
We're working on a game which uses website data. So data about websites such as their trust ratio, whether they're trusted.
And where are you picking up the information for?
From a company called Majestic and their API. They crawl lots of websites and provide whether a website is trusted or not, or what sort of traffic goes to and from a website.
And that's similar to, as far as the trust is concerned, that's similar to WOT, Watch?
Yes, and it's also similar to the link information that Google can give you as well.
Right. And what's the advantage of using this company? Better than other information?
Well, we've really only been using the API today because they're one of the sponsors at the event. But so far it's been a pretty good API and we've got quite a bit of support from one of the guys from Majestic that's here. So that in itself has been quite good.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. So can you tell me a bit more about the game and then what you're doing on it?
So we're starting off with a base of making our own version of the Top Trumps card games where you... fight your cards against each other based on their different attributes, such as an attack. So we're giving a website a certain attribute, like their trust might be their attack, or their linkage to other websites might be their defense, and things like that. And we're having people fight top websites against each other, such as Google versus Twitter.com. And they're trying to represent those as monsters. The big Google monster versus the big Twitter monster.
So you could have a Microsoft versus Linux, something like that.
You can have Microsoft versus Canonical.
That would be a good one, yes.
We're doing that, and that's our basis, and we're hoping to expand it into a much more involved game, sort of Dungeons & Dragons style, where you can wander around a dungeon full of monsters and fight them with magic spells. But just as a minimum viable product, we're starting with Top Trumps as a model. And I and my fellow teammate are currently working on the back-end server code for that, so I'm just providing data to the guys doing the front end.
Thanks very much. Okay, so Wes is running the back end and providing all the data.
Yep.
And what's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, hi Chris. And you're doing the front end?
That's right. So at the moment we're looking at using React.js, which is the framework from Facebook. We're going to use a set of web sockets to communicate backwards and forwards. We're going to have multiple clients, so you're going to be versus somebody else. So that data is going to travel over a web socket from your browser to a server, which will then go out to the other player.
Ah, so people can play at a distance.
Hopefully, if it all goes according to plan. We're going to start off playing against the computer first, and then it'll be head-to-head mode.
Right. So tell me again how you do this. You're doing it some sort of Facebook API type thing?
They've written a really handy JavaScript library that does a lot of all the hard work for you. The plan at the moment is to have a WebSocket, which is a connection that we can send data backwards and forwards without having to refresh the browser. So you don't do anything, message just flow backwards and forwards.
It's not like Ajax or anything like that?
Yeah, exactly like that.
It's just like Ajax?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And that uses this same program, which is an open source program, presumably?
Facebook have open sourced it all. It's a really good, massive framework. It's the next best thing since the last best thing in JavaScript.
Right. So you've taken this open source program and you put it on your server.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you're using Ajax to communicate with it.
Yeah. Hopefully I'm going to be able to use most of their methods to simplify everything. So the setup and the data transfer, I'm hoping, will all be in there, so I don't have to do very much effort.
And so what are you using to communicate with the Ajax? I mean, you know, traditionally it can be sort of JavaScript and...
It's just bog standard JavaScript.
It is JavaScript.
Yeah.
And then at the server end, it's...
It's going to be Tornado, which is the Python WebSockets.
Oh, right. When you said Tornado, I've not actually heard of that. It's Python on the server.
And that... I think that's now owned by Facebook as well.
Yeah.
It got bought.
All right.
But it's a massively asynchronous library that's designed to handle thousands and thousands of connections. So
right.
It should be all right with R2.
Okay. And your server is running on Linux, presumably, is it?
It will be, yeah. We're going to make it so it runs locally, but it's Python, so it'll run on anything.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much.
No problem at all.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
No.
Well, okay. Finish off the show. Let us introduce you to the oeuvre of Mr. Richard Cheese. See, Dick, he calls himself Richard.
Yeah. And he wears a tuxedo.
Yeah, he's got dignity.
Class.
So Mr. Cheese was so moved by the Brexit thing, he gave all his albums away for one day only, for free, which is pretty awesome. What a nice man. So here's a couple of his uplifting tunes. Cheerio.
Bye.